This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
All right. I'm gonna go pee.
All right.
Oh, okay. So we can start going. Okay.
Yeah, I won't wash my hands this time.
Please don't. And let us all smell your fingers. Gross. Ready? We're going?
Yeah. We're smelling his fingers right now. Yep.
Super. Oh, was that all on tape? Fantastic. Leave that in. Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, the 7th of June? Already a week into June. Oh, and only 2 weeks from now, we're going to see you in person, V. Hale. You're coming down
Party
for the not-so-secret drag show.
Do you notice we never see each other in person for, like, just a regular day?
I know.
It's, like...
always a thing.
It's always a thing.
Yeah, it's...
That's fun, though. It's fun, because...
No, I'm excited.
It puts us into, like, the showtime thing, which is sort of how we normally see each other. Like, we only ever really see... I suppose sometimes we're talking off the air. And usually when I see you for, like, a big station event or whatever it is, we have had dinner and some drinks beforehand.
Yeah.
So there's
we're all going to tackle you this time.
Yes.
As soon as we see you, we're running full speed as a group and we're tackling you.
Exactly.
Okay, that sounds amazing.
It'll be super fun. You're going to love it.
So V. Hale is here with us on The Secret Show. And we talked last week about how... it feels like the first day we see you after the weekend, we're like, oh my God, it's V. Hale. We got so much to talk to her about. And then the second, now we have a second day so we can get to a bad advice.
Yeah.
But today I have a couple things that I want to get to. And because one of them is about you. And honest to God, this person is putting on a heavy pitch for something they think they have your guy.
Are you?
I thought it was going to be something like, okay.
Oh, like what?
Just like mean and rude. And
oh, no. I would never.
It's
a mean and rude one.
Yeah, well, you know.
I don't like to read you.
It'd still be entertaining.
That's true. That's the thing is like sometimes you take it.
If they want to
from
be a
someone,
dick, I'll take it because it's good radio.
Yeah. It can be.
There's no feelings in radio, okay?
There are. Right? You just have to beat those down.
You hide them.
Yeah,
it's part of what they pay you for, though. So you do have to go, all right, well,
I guess today's my day to get ass reamed. You know,
ass reamed.
Man, I came back to something special again this time.
How's your hand smell? You nice and stinky?
You just ran them under his nose.
They're wet.
Sure they are.
They don't smell like anything to me. But we're talking about ass reaming here?
What?
We weren't.
What?
Ass reaming. That's what I heard when I put my headphones back on.
Oh.
No, we're saying how
someone wrote in about me and I said, was it like
mean.
Negative?
Was
mean?
It mean?
And then we were talking about you got to take it in radio.
You do. There are days when you have to take it, especially.
Bend over and take it.
Right. Some days you get bent. Some days you eat the bear. Some days the bear eats you, as I like to say.
Right.
The bear doesn't necessarily ass ream you in that scenario, though. So it's not as fun, I guess.
So write that down in your saying.
Please don't. Please.
I don't know.
All right, okay.
I would rather just be eaten by the bear than get ass reamed by a bear. You ever see the beginning of that movie, The Revenant? Is that the name of the movie?
Yeah, The Revenant.
Where Leo DiCaprio basically gets raped by this bear. Like, this bear is just all over him. And just when he thinks he's getting away, here comes the bear back for more, you know? It's so, like, weird, rapey, awful. And every time I think about bears, I think about that.
Yeah, bears. It's a weird. I didn't want to watch it, and then finally I did, and it was good. I got
it is a good
draw to it, but good. At the same time, if you really break it down, you're like, "What the fuck am I watching?"
Right?
Like,
did that guy just cauterize something in his neck? What is happening?
Dude. Yeah, it's an odd one.
that is like a story of just what a human body can take. You know, that guy.
Yeah.
It, like, nothing goes his way the whole time. It's just a shit show, though. And there he is at the end, like, well, I'm still alive.
Oh, I gave it away.
You know,
you gave it away the whole movie.
I don't know how old that movie is, but I am
spoiler
past
alert.
Fucking caring about that.
Yeah.
You don't know about the bear rape scene. You don't know nothing.
Bear rape scene.
Dude, it just keeps going on and on. I was like, totally I remember does. Being 10, 15 minutes into this bear rape scene, and I'm like, is this ever going to end? Just kill, bite him on the head and crush his skull.
And isn't
end
there
this.
A moment where he like holds them? The bear,
yes,
like,
they're
holds
holding
them,
each
like,
other. It's so awful.
It's like a animal version of
rape.
The cowboy.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Jake Gyllenhaal and
Big Mountain Love.
Mountain, Backyard Mountain.
Big back ho time.
Camp in the Backyard. Yeah. That
was... What the fuck is the name of that movie?
Nobody tell them.
Backcountry 10 fucking.
Backcountry.
I think that's the name of it. Oh, God.
Oh, crap.
Big Love. Bottom Love. Mountain Love.
Tent Sex. Cowboy.
What are we
burning.
Talking about right now?
Don't them just the... keep digging this hole. Okay. It's beautiful.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
I
know what
Jake
you're talking
Gyllenhaal.
About.
And the Joker from The Dark Knight Rises. What's that guy's name? And they love
what's
each
the,
other.
What's the famous line? I ain't never going to quit you.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I can't quit you.
I can't quit you, lover.
They love each other.
Brokeback Mountain.
I never that was a long movie. Time, you
okay,
guys.
We were super close.
We danced all around that. Yeah. We had the mountain. We had the back. I mean, it's the whole
we
thing.
Did have back and mountain. We just didn't really.
We just didn't have them in the right order or with that one.
That's
other.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Stop it. Can we go on?
Yeah, here's the girl doing a pitch. I think it's a girl. Hold on a second. Let me see. It's not signed. Hey, radio gang, someone for V-Hale. I was on my annual camping trip over Memorial Day weekend with a hodgepodge group of friends, family, friends of friends, etc. Long story short, there was a guy there who was sharing his app dating woes with my girlfriend, and a light bulb went off in my head, and I immediately interrupted and said, I know someone! You need to go out with V-Hale! He laughed in my face. He had no fucking clue what I was talking about. Shrugged and said, okay, tell me more.
Oh.
All looks right. like she did. I listed most everything I know about V-Hale, you know, since I know her so well from The Secret Show, and then proceeded to grill him on what he's looking for, deal breakers, logistics, why it hasn't worked out, etc. Synopsis of this conversation. You know, I'm going to say something here.
Uh-oh.
We had a listener who had a young man, a boy, a son.
I'm getting ready for the next big quote. Go.
I'm not going to quote anything. But sometimes this person was the mother of this. She's a listener of our Secret Show, and she had a young man, a son.
Oh, I knew you were going with this.
And she said,
"Yeah." Uh-huh.
And she said, "Oh my God, I think that this girl Nicole, that's on the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, would be perfect for my son Beefcake."
Mm-hmm.
That's what she named him. No one knows why. And now they're like,
They live together.
They are they engaged? Didn't they get engaged?
No.
I mean, that's in your head, yeah.
Oh, in my head they're engaged?
He buys her a lot of jewelry, though.
I mean, listen, they're
on their way, though.
They're fully on their way.
They're definitely on their
way. They found each other, and it's working out. And
that is weird, isn't it?
It is weird.
Like, I've expected him, not because she's not great, but just because I figured his mom put him up to it, and he went, all right,
I'll go.
And she's a nice lady, and she's cute and everything, but long term, all of a sudden, you're off the market for good.
Oh, yeah.
But
and it happened fast.
They have quietly moved in together, got a dog. Like, she's...
They have a fur baby.
She moved out of her home with her family and lives with him now.
Yeah. They're a whole thing.
What?
The turnaround was so quick. So I'm saying... Don't discount this. Sometimes people get a feel for you. The mother had listened to Nicole. This lady's listened to you.
Well, give me a look at this guy. What's this guy's?
I don't have a pick.
Oh.
Do I have a pick?
Just finish reading that.
Is there a phone number on here?
It's funny because I just looked up the email to see if it was this person's name is A. It's a female.
Okay. Can you please shoot her?
They just responded. Funny. They just responded to their own email with an update and said, you want to check him out? Here's his Instagram handle. Because they did not include pictures or anything before, but now
okay,
I have it.
We'll go
as
through
of
this.
Like 10 minutes ago today. So
but
it's perfect.
Text me his handle so you don't have to say his personal
Or I'll
handle
put it up on the screen for you.
Yeah. Okay. We'll put it up on the screen. And we'll, maybe we can all take a couple looks at this guy together.
This guy is tall.
Oh. You like him tall, V?
Oh.
You know what? It's weird. I do. I never cared. I always had the shortest boyfriends, and I hit a certain age, and I was like,
he looks tall,
climb
at least from
you,
these pictures I see.
Climb that mountain. Yeah. Okay, so let me here's what she has to say about him. Okay. What he's looking for, deal breakers, logistics, why it hasn't worked out, etc. Synopsis of this conversation. He was impressed when I described her work ethic and show, but not impressed in a leechy creeper way. We didn't have reception where we were camping, so I couldn't show him a picture. So I told him he'd just have to wait to see, but she's got big boobs. Blame it on the alcohol. He is looking for someone who's independent and not desperate for partnership, willing to take on the traditional male role in a relationship. He is willing to take on the traditional male role in a relationship, but does see if his dates are willing to pay for the second round or at least pretend to offer to pay. No mooches. He's not in a rush. He's not in a rush.
He break out the card like you're going to pay.
Right.
And, see what
and also, if the guy takes you up on it, you're not like... totally fucking offended, you know?
On a drink, no. But if we're at our first dinner, you better pay for that.
No. He's saying on the second date.
Yeah.
What did he say? Hold on.
Or second round.
Right. Willing to pay for the second round or at least pretend to pay. Okay. Oh, maybe when they say the second round, he means like we're out for drinks and she offers for the second.
Yeah.
Which I think that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Not in a rush, rather found the right person. Online dating hasn't worked out mostly due to getting ghosted or not wanting the same things long term. This person says that they also warned him if he's a come over to my house and bring pizza and beer kind of guy, he could fuck off. He left and said, no, I like to meet for drinks and or go out for a first date. Deal breaker for him, kids.
Oh.
His bio. Ready?
All right.
He's 37, single, which apparently is confirmed, right?
That's important.
Tall, dark hair, beard.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Down to earth, easy to talk to, wants to settle down, doesn't want kids. One hiccup, he lives in L.A.
Oh, that's a hiccup.
Oh, that's too bad.
Man, that's a bummer.
But before you cut this off and say no, he works for the airlines and gets free flights and can hop on a plane anytime.
Oh, wow.
He was not put off by the distance when mentioned.
So not that inconvenient after all.
Ah. Not that inconvenient.
That you can just decide me.
It's not like you're getting married yet. He didn't say that. Just my dumb commentary says this later.
All right.
To wrap it up, I think you, V-Hale, should give it a shot. He will fly out to meet you. How romantic. And I asked if it's okay to be talked about anonymously-ish on the radio using a fun nickname. And he said, okay.
What's his fun nickname? Dickwad?
I don't. Did we hear that?
Well, we've got Reefgate, now we got Dickwad. I mean,
you know what?
The stewardess?
I think, let's call him the stewardess. I think that she was leaving it to us to come, because we always come up with a nickname for somebody.
Oh, like we called Beefcake.
Right.
So we have to see him to yeah. give a name then. All right. You guys ready?
Yeah, yeah, we're ready.
I am definitely ready.
I like this guy.
I have more, by the way, if you like him after the pictures.
I want to know what he does for the airlines.
Which one is he? The one on the left?
He's the one on the left. So this is him with his buddy.
They're hugging on the beach.
Instagram.
Okay, he has on two things that are literally in my rules to not judge a guy on.
Oh, what is that?
To not judge a guy on?
Glasses.
Yeah, you can't.
And a hat.
You can't judge a guy with sunglasses or a hat. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But
or
this is belt. So we're. I'm just going through Instagram.
Okay,
so this
I'm just
is
saying,
Ben. Okay.
See,
okay.
So I think this is the guy right here. Suit. He's some sort of get up.
All right. Which guy is he there on the left?
Because there's a lot of guys with beards in the.
He was the guy on the right.
Oh, go back
oh,
one.
Go back.
What? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know he's the guy on the right?
Because I looked through his pictures.
Okay, oh, so here he is. He's in lederhosen.
With the brown lederhosen.
He's got gloves on, or a glove on, or maybe a bracelet. I
look
can't tell.
Look at the size of that guy's bulge.
I think it's a
solid bulge.
I'm going to jump through more pictures. I want you guys to see more pictures.
Yeah, I think that's the pants, but...
All right, there he is sitting at a bar. Yeah, boy, he really... He's in a brewery, he's at a bar, he's drinking on the beach. So far, so good.
So far, they're good.
They're a good match.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's
he is
a drink in his hand.
All Dapper Dan. Mm-hmm. Got a little blue suit on. Okay, hair slicked back.
I don't like tight suits. Mm-hmm. They're such a weird look.
I don't
look.
Either.
That's a total hipster thing, though.
Yeah,
there he is at the $14.99 Lobster Buffet. That looks like in Vegas right there.
That's Reno, Nevada.
I can see Reno. My first date is going to be good.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Lobster Buffet.
Kidding me?
That's him laughing in front of some graffiti.
Now we're at another.
All beer houses. No. You two are a good fit.
Match made.
This is in Washington State.
You know what, though? He has his mouth covered a lot.
He's laughing.
Dude's on the right in this picture.
Again with the skin.
He's a big dude.
He's tall. Uh-huh. He's a big, long, tall sip of water.
You're going to whistle on windy days. You better wear underwear.
Ooh, I don't know. Is this a costume party, I hope?
There's just one picture I saw.
He's thick.
Him. Standing next to a doorway, and that's why I thought it was tall. I can't find it.
Is there any chance this guy's got a tiny dick? No way, right?
I haven't really thought about it. Let's have a look at his hands and feet.
You guys are supposed to know
this
stuff.
This
is King's Landing.
Oh, he's at King's Landing. Oh, that's fun.
Uh-huh. Wait.
Is that Croatia?
That's Croatia?
Looks like it.
Oh, he's a stewardess, right?
Right.
He goes everywhere.
The stewardess. I like it.
Oh, this is the picture I was looking at. Like, he's towering over the freaking doorway there.
He's huge.
Yeah.
He's a big dude.
He's not
that's
exactly
not a, doorway,
a giant.
That's
it's a closet.
It's a closet.
But still,
yeah, but.
He's a big dude.
Yeah, he's tall. Okay, ready for some more info on this guy? Or what do you think, V? At this point, now you've seen a couple pictures.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
This is why I'm bad at this stuff, because it's all personality for me.
Yeah,
pictures are hard.
Yeah.
Well, she was having this
and I'm like, no, and then it works out. So.
Get out with the guy.
Yeah, but he's not gross, right?
And he's a stewardess.
No. He looks like a football player.
He does actually kind of look like a football
player. That's pretty cool.
Except he's a stewardess.
So what?
So what?
Player would be. But I'm just saying he's not
you'll
a football
travel
player.
For free.
He's a football
he can take you
stewardess.
Anywhere.
Yeah, he'll take you to the moon and back.
Oh, my God.
Okay, ready for some more? Here we go. She's saying, if you're comfortable, I'll share your info with him to connect. Then maybe I'll see you next year at camping. She wants to see you. She says, don't worry. There's a resort and wineries 15 minutes from the campground if you don't want to camp. Ha ha. Let's see.
Well, dude, I don't know if it'll work out with this guy, but this chick and I could be friends. That's for sure.
Yeah, she seems fun.
You know, she says that he works for the airlines. You know,
he could do anything, right?
Yeah,
maybe he's a pilot.
Maybe he's a pilot.
Right.
Maybe she doesn't want to say.
I'm sure if he were a pilot, she would have stated.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Not he works
a guy that size walking the aisles in a plane?
I know.
It's hard to believe.
Right. Maybe he's an airplane mechanic. We don't know what he does.
Yeah. Yeah,
working for the airlines means he does something else. I don't think he's a stewardess.
Could be a baggage guy. Who knows?
Well, we're going to call him the stewardess, you know, just so we can remember who he is. Otherwise, we'll forget him.
Call him an airline guy.
No, we're going to call him the stewardess.
Well, he might not be a stewardess, though.
Well, obviously he's not a stewardess. That's
he,
like
owns the airline.
Derogative. Yeah.
He hands out pretzels in the middle of the flights.
I think a male stewardess is a steward. But we're calling him a stewardess. That's like the
I think
joke.
Just like you can't even call him that
anymore. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. You're not even
flight
right.
Attendant.
It's a name that no one even likes anymore.
Dude, and why? Who cares? Shut up. Like, it's not disrespect. We're not like, hey, peasant, give me my pretzels.
Well, kind of.
Like, that's just the name. Not really. Do you see how they treat you now? They don't give a fuck about us.
Yeah, and if you call them a stewardess, they beat you up and throw you out the airlock.
And they're like, ugh. I guess I'll be back in like an hour to give you your peanuts. I'm like, well, fuck me. I just bring snacks now. You guys haven't had that?
No, I don't fly much.
Yeah, I fly first class, so I didn't.
Oh, listen to her.
Sorry about it, bitches.
The end.